rewarded.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is currently en route to North Korea. Now, this will be his third visit to the country. Pompeo is hoping to lay out a timeline for the denuclearization of North Korea. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says what we can expect out of this trip.
Well, I think what Mike Pompeo is going to say is that we made a serious effort to reach out to you, sit down with you, give you all of the trappings of international relevance. And if you betray us, then you need to understand that these consequences that you'll face from this administration are not the consequences of a strongly worded letter, which you might have received from previous administrations. There will be hell to pay, and I think that I mean that in the most literal way, if the North Koreans do not move toward denuclearization.
That audio, courtesy of Fox Business and veteran broadcaster Ed Schultz, is dead. Schultz died reportedly of natural causes at his home in Minnesota. He was 64 years old. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A 16-year-old boy was verbally abused and assaulted at a restaurant for wearing one of Donald Trump's trademark Make America Great Again hats. The ordeal took place at a San Antonio, Texas Whataburger and was captured on video. It has over 2.5 million views. Now, unfortunately, we can't play you that audio because it's a little too graphic, but you can find it online if you'd like. Also, earlier this week in Washington, D.C., EPA Secretary Scott Pruitt was approached by a woman as well. Randy Sutton is a spokesman for Blue Lives Matter. Randy Sutton is a spokesman for Blue Lives Matter and a former police lieutenant in Las Vegas. He talks about how restaurants do have a responsibility to keep their customers safe.
The restaurant owners who really have responsibility for the safety of their people should be calling the police, and they should be extricated immediately. You know, here's the thing. You know, we have this escalating problem with this bullying taking place, this division. And then you got Maxine Waters, who's like hanging around her cauldron, stirring the pot. The people that in leadership positions, instead of calling for divisiveness and division and calling for people to harass others, need to talk about what makes this country great, and that is tolerance for each other. This indecent type of behavior is not only an embarrassment to our nation, but it is leading to dangerous situations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I spend a lot of time here talking about education, the higher cost of education. I got a little student loan thing I'm going to do a little bit. But I have to talk about this. I have to point this out. I mentioned here on the program, show me your work. Show me the math. I'd like to see this from politicians actually explain themselves for what they put out there. And I guess there's a reason why they do not. A lot of people are not going to understand it anyway. This is out of New York. In New York, students have to take state tests, various different exams, state tests. You have the algebra regents, you have the earth science regents, the biology regents, all of these various different state tests out there. I took them. I remember studying. I had these little handbooks where you would go through the entire year, and then I would take tons and tons and tons of practice tests. I love taking practice tests. That's, in my opinion, you practice when you're doing something, you're going to learn it. You're going to get better at it because you learn from your mistakes. And you go and you check your questions. Oh, I made a mistake. Why did I get it wrong? And that's a great way of learning. But anyway, back in my day, again, it's a long time ago, there was no curve. There was no curve to any of these tests. I saw this story, actually had the sent to me by my father, back from our old hometown newspaper, the Times Union in Albany, New York. He sent this over to me. Remind you, my dad was a school teacher. How can you pass a test if you only get 26 of 86 points? Simple. Take the New York State Regents Algebra 1 exam. This is what's happened to education here in this country. We are so concerned with just pushing kids through, making sure that kids pass, get their little participation trophy diploma when they graduate from school. And we get these kids out in the real world and they don't know a damn thing. The 26-point cutoff for passing is the lowest level in years. What does it mean? Yeah, that's right. You could get as little as 30% of the questions right in order to pass. This is insane. You need to get a 30, gets you a 65. If you got a raw score, get this, a raw score of 81, which is, in my opinion, not good. Not acceptable in my household. You get 13 additional points for a final score of 94. The State Education Department concedes that by putting a grade of 65 in level 3 on a 5-part proficiency scale, level 3 means a student would partially meet expectations for subject knowledge. But some wonder if that is confusing to students and families. It gives the kids a false sense of how much math they know. If they got a 30 on the Regents exam, they don't know crap. They don't know a damn thing. I have no idea since when did they start putting a curve on these state exams. It didn't exist when I went to school. Why does it exist now? Why have we dumbed this down? I'll tell you why. And again, this is not mean, but it's just real. Again, the truth hurts a lot of people, but we have an influx of kids coming to this country, going to these schools, and education's not a priority. I can't tell you how many educators that I have that are clients that they work in tough schools, and the principal tells them, I said, listen, you're going to be dealing with kids where the parents really doesn't matter to them. Not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It's not one of their top priorities. Again, how are these kids, and I talk about assimilation when it comes to immigration, how are these kids going to assimilate and be the next generation of doctors and lawyers and entrepreneurs? It's going to be hard, is it not? What we're going to have happen, quite frankly, people, is an underclass. Again, politicians like that underclass. You can serve the underclass. You can promise stuff to the underclass. You can tell the underclass that they're disenfranchised. And we all know it's crap. Because you take a look at the Asian population that has moved into this country and how well they have done. We're doing it wrong, people. And no, it's not anti-Latino. It's not anti-Mexican. Not anti-anything. in tons of clients that are Latino, that did things the right way. But we are not set up right now to handle this influx. And this is why they have a 30% get you a passing grade on the New York State Regents. But when I was school, a 70 raw score was a passing grade. Moving on. Quickly on this. Yeah, we talked about how much money we're spending in the CBO report and how far over our heads we all are. There was a story. It's actually on Reason.com. It's a libertarian publication. The ceasefire in Afghanistan came to an unmistakable end Wednesday when 30 Afghan government soldiers were killed. 30. In a Taliban attack in a western province. You may not have noticed the end of the ceasefire because you may not have noticed the start of the ceasefire just a few days earlier. You should not feel guilty. 17 years after the United States invaded, there is still not much reason to pay attention to Afghanistan because nothing ever changes much. Yet we remain there in the obstinate hope that something will. We stay because we don't know what else to do. I know what else to do. Leave. Leave. We're not winning this war just as much as we're not winning the war on drugs or the war on poverty or many of the other wars that we'd like to get ourselves engaged in. We're not winning this war. And if you're not winning a war against an enemy fighting on his soil among his people, you are losing. In a protracted stalemate, insurgents are more likely to hang on as long as they have to. We can always go home. They are home. This has been one ginormous, expensive failure. In May, the U.S. government's Special Inspector General for Afghanistan issued a lessons learned report that was a chronicle of futility. The U.S. government greatly overestimated its ability to build and reform government institutions in Afghanistan. The large sums of stabilization dollars the United States devoted to Afghanistan in search of quick veins often exacerbated conflicts, enabled corruption, bolstered support for insurgents. We made things worse rather than better. Our poor forces have been asked to repeatedly push boulders uphill and watch them roll back down. Successes in stabilizing Afghan districts rarely lasted longer than the physical presence of coalition troops and civilians. We've been dropping bombs like crazy. Three times more in 2017 than in 2016. But, hey, guess what? Insurgents now control more of the country's territory than ever before. Afghan civilians have been dying at a near-record pace this year. Production of poppies used to make heroin set a record last year, even though we've spent $8.6 billion trying to wipe it out. Failure, failure, failure. Again and again and again. This story doesn't even make the news. 60 Minutes would rather cover Stormy Daniels or some other nonsensical story rather than something like this, and we continue to throw money away. Again, I don't want to sound cynical, but it's a cash cow for many people and many government contractors that are getting government money. It is what it is. Defense Department or defense industry loves the fact that we're fighting still. Got to buy more guns, buy more weapons, buy more stuff. People can understand how what a cash cow that is. You are supplying a war. I got a sinking suspicion those suppliers are cutting nice checks to politicians. I can't think of anything else. Like I said, can I prove that? Nah, of course not. But what's the alternative? The alternative is that we are really just the dumbest nation on the planet. Why would we stay there? 17 years on. Oh, we got to was it because it's going to make a terrorist base there. Do me a favor. Okay? Cut it out. We could spot a terrorist base from the sky and wipe it out in a heartbeat. So let's not even go there. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We're not only just the watchdog on Wall Street. We're also the watchdog on Main Street. Watchdog on the Pentagon. Watchdog on D.C. You name it. That's what we do. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our newsletter, or give us a call, 800-471-5980.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. Free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. I was happy to see this, but I'm going to be honest, it wasn't far enough. Again, I'm trying to save money here for us. Trying to save money for our nation. And I think a great way of saving, you want to save $10 billion? Get out of the United Nations. Get out of the United Nations. I was glad to see that we withdrew from the UN Human Rights Council. Why be on it? Why be on a Human Rights Council with the likes of Syria, North Korea, Venezuela? What is the point? There is none. So we withdrew from that. But then it was funny. I saw this. There was a story that was taken up by the mainstream media, of course, and the socialist Democrats. Bernie Sanders was discussing this as well. that basically is highly critical of Donald Trump and the United States and how we go about handling poverty. Yep. The report actually, it's a UN report, actually rips Donald Trump, saying his contempt and his hatred of the poor. The report cited 18.5 million Americans who live in extreme poverty and also the massive U.S. defense spending at the expense of social programs. One of the issues is that the study was based on numbers from 2016. Guess who wasn't president in 2016? Oh, yeah, Donald Trump. Not to mention the fact that the UN report uses misleading and wildly inaccurate census data to bolster its claims of 18.5 million living in the United States under extreme poverty. The real level is less than half of that. We've got a country that's got unemployment at 3.8%, 29-year low. Food stamp recipients in 2017 numbered 42.1 million, 2 million below Obama's last year, and the lowest since 2010. You know, I think that this would have been a great opportunity for Donald Trump. I do. He should have come out and said, you know what? And I would have been all tongue in cheek about it. You know, since you guys issued this report about how terrible we are in the United States when it comes to poverty, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to divert the money that we give to the United Nations, that $10 billion, and I am going to divert it to poverty programs, poverty alleviation programs here in the United States. Goodbye. Watch their collective heads explode. Should have done it. Should have done it. I'll still hope that he does. Anyway, we've got to talk a little bit about trade and all of the hullabaloo about trade, all the conventional wisdom out there about trade that we try to dispel. The economic fundamentals here in the United States are strong. They're good. I would not get bent out of shape over these trade deals and trying to guess what's going to happen next. I wouldn't. Oftentimes, these trade deals are, in my opinion, what you call a tradable event. What does that mean? It's a tradable event because, depending on how you play it, you're going to see some swings in the market. But you don't know. You don't know what could happen tomorrow. You don't know what type of trade deal that can be worked out in a very short period of time that will change all of this. Both nations are staking out positions here. And there will eventually be some sort of meeting in the minds. It's in both our nation's interest to have this so. So it's going to happen. One of the best things that I think Donald Trump had to say in regards to trade, and I want to remind everybody here on the program, when you listen to this program, this is not the Sean Hannity program. I give credit where credit is due. I am also critical, highly critical of Donald Trump at times. But Trump issued, and I like this, he issued a challenge to some of our trading partners out there saying, hey, you know what? Bring down barriers to trade. Bring them down. And we'll meet you there. And let's compete on a level playing field. I don't know how you don't. You're dealing with some of these countries here. You just can't compete on a level playing field. We want fair trade. There's a story this past week. What was about Harley-Davidson. Harley-Davidson. They want to, they're thinking about moving a plant, part of their operations over to Thailand. And I think one of the reasons why they want to move them to Thailand is that Thailand actually puts a 60% tariff on motorcycles coming into the country. That's tough, right? That's tough to compete with that type of tariff. So say, you know what, we'll move a plant over there and make the motorcycles right there in the spot. No. See, that's bad trade. This is where the United States has got to approach the country and say, listen, this has to end, and it has to end now. They see, most don't want that. They don't. They have no interest in trying to move towards free trade. They don't care about free trade. You take a look at the trade agreements, and they're thousands of pages long. Why? Why? If we're talking about free and fair trade, real simple, exactly what Trump said. Get rid of the tariffs. Get rid of the subsidies. Let's go at it. Let's compete. And competition breeds excellence. Who benefits the most from competition? We do. Consumers. We benefit from competition. We get better products. We get lower price products. This is all that we want. But no, no, no. Oh, it's always been this way, and the European Union has to protect certain industries of theirs. Give me a break. Anyway, moving on. I wanted to touch on this. The Eurozone is ending nearly a decade of financial assistance and austerity in Greece. Yeah, right. Okay, they're getting a deal stuck. They're still going to be dealing with austerity over there. They are. I'm here to tell you because, again, I'm very familiar with the situation there. And I look at the situation. I've studied the situation because people aren't happy. They're not taking, you don't see the Greeks taking the streets saying, hey, wow, boo, yay, hip, hip, hooray. The program is over. We're back on our feet. They're not. They're not even close. This is what happens. It's what happens when you spend money you don't have. Eventually you hit that wall. And eventually other people can dictate your fate. And that's what Greece allowed to have happen to them. And if you ask the people on the ground how thrilled they are about this, it doesn't affect them at all. They just know that their pension's been cut by 80%. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is currently en route to Montana, where he is holding a rally tonight. Now, Senator Steve Daines will be with the president. Daines talked about how big of a deal it is to have the president coming to Montana.
We're thrilled to have President Trump out to Montana. The people of Montana are huge fans of President Trump. He's going to get a very, very warm welcome in Great Falls, Montana this afternoon.
The race is on to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a cave in Thailand. It's expected to rain this weekend, so divers are racing against the clock to do what they can to rescue the boys and their coach. Nick Zwig is a former U.S. Navy SEAL. He talks about how there has to be a plan in place already should something go wrong.
My guess is they've already got a contingency plan in the cave already. I can guarantee you at this point, if they got food and water, they've got a way to get them out in an emergency.
Yeah.
It just probably isn't the best circumstance. They're probably rehearsing how they're going to pull them out right now.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right. To say it wasn't, say it was a big week in the Supreme Court most certainly would be an understatement. The cases that have been decided upon are, in my opinion, pretty major. I didn't touch on the Supreme Court case involving sales tax on web purchases. Again, I was in favor of that. I surprised people with that every single time I mention that. All I ask people is a level playing field. All I ask, both sides. If I want to sell my product or my service in a certain area in a municipality, I should have to abide by the same rules of the people that actually live there. That's all. Fair. That's why people gravitate to sports. The rules are the same. It's not five strikes for one and three strikes for somebody else. Of course, this past week we had the case where non-union worker won. This basically turned over a 40-year case saying that, you know what, I don't want to be forced to pay dues to a union that's going to take my money and spend it on politics. The public unions, private unions as well, they're the bankroll of the Democratic Party. They are. And it's a great little system that they have set up, if you actually think about it, because the union goes and negotiates with the politicians. Politicians give these public sector unions what they want. Public sector unions takes money out of the workers' paychecks, then turns around and gives it to said politician. It is. It's like one big, fat, juicy money laundering operation. And that's what goes on. Everybody remember back when we had the whole financial crisis and the amount of money that Barack Obama used from his American Recovery Reinvestment Act just to pay right out to unions? The money comes back. You understand? This is a great victory for free speech, and it is a major hit to public sector unions. And I'm here to tell you, I don't think there should be any public sector unions at all. I think that that was one of our nation's biggest mistakes. This was done under John F. Kennedy. One of our nation's biggest mistakes was having public sector unions. How these unions go and negotiate with these very politicians, it is a really incestuous type of thing. And the sooner we can take power away from these public sector unions, the better off we're going to be. Oh, I know. I've got listeners out there that are members of public sector. I hear you. But you can't deny the facts, people. You can't. Now, we also have a resignation on the Supreme Court. Anthony Kennedy stepping down. Now, the left is already circling the wagons. And collective head explosion. Some of the things that have been out there. I mean, Twitter's a sewer. But it's really dirty now. It's bad. I mean, the comments, the hatred that's spewing out there. Oh, my God. And Roe versus Wade is going to be overturned tomorrow. All of this nonsense. The Biden rule. We need to have Mitch McConnell needs to abide by the Biden rule, which goes back to what, 1992? Give me a break. Biden rule. It's a midterm election. It's not a presidential election. Nonsense. Trump's going to appoint who he wants to appoint, and there's going to be a fight. There is going to be a fight. I'm here to tell you, the left is going to be coming out of the woodwork. You're going to be hearing about this next nominees. You're going to hear about their kindergarten report card. They're going to do everything and anything that they can to put a stop to it. This is going to be a true test, for Republicans to see if they can get this done. I am still very, very skeptical. I'm skeptical that the crowd in charge there in D.C. I'm skeptical of the House. I'm skeptical of the Senate. I'm skeptical of leadership. I'm not so sure that they just might not cave. It is what it is. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Quick break right here. I mentioned earlier on in the program that a little bit about student loans we're going to get into as well and what may be happening to them and some business freaks as well. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now, you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I haven't heard this album in a while. This is some, I'd have to say, 1992 Annie Lennox Diva album. Good one. Anyway, welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Here's a, well, how the world works lesson. Economic lesson. Judges wouldn't consider forgiving crippling student loans until now. Now, we all know, I just went to college for decades. College debt was immune from the bankruptcy process. Now, all of a sudden, judges are going out of their way to help debtors. Trying to throw people some lifelines here. In some interviews with the Wall Street Journal, more than 50 current and former bankruptcy judges frustrated at seeing borrowers leave federal courtrooms with six-figure debts say they or their colleagues are more than open to chipping away at the decades-old guidelines that determine how much debt, how such debt is treated. I don't know how a judge can do this. I'm curious, and I'd love to get some input. Isn't it the judge's duty to just follow the rule of law? Is it not? How can they decide? And I quote, if the law is not going to be improved by Congress, we have to help these young people who are drowning in student loan debt. Okay. Once it starts, the cat gets out of the bag, and once kids start finding out what bankruptcy judges to go to, and once people start defaulting on their student loans and not paying them back and having them discharged in bankruptcy court, what do you think will happen to interest rates on student loans? The interest rate on student loans will be the same as they are, the same as they are for credit card debt. Wouldn't they be? Why wouldn't they be? It's a debt that can be discharged in bankruptcy court. There's nothing that can be repossessed. They're not going to repossess your diploma on the wall. And student loan interest rates will go through the roof if this is the case. Yeah, like I said, you had Fed Chairman Powell come out and not on, well, I don't understand why the student loan debt can't be discharged, talking about $1.5 trillion now outstanding. What do you mean you don't know why? How do you not know why? You're the head of the Fed. You don't understand how the world works, how risk is priced in. It's just a transaction that's going to have a lot more risk if people could just show up in bankruptcy court and say, hey, you know what? I don't have any money. I don't have a job, but I do have $200,000 in student loan debt that I can't afford to pay. I'm bankrupt, and it's gone. Ever been in a bankruptcy court? You ever see what happens? You got credit card debt wiped out to the tunes of tens of millions of dollars. What in the world is a credit card company's going to do? Most times, they don't even send their attorneys there to these things. They don't even bother because they've lost. You want to know why credit card interest rates are so high? Well, you're paying for the people that don't pay. This is why you don't pay credit card interest. You pay your bill off in full every single month. This could be a bit of a watershed moment. I don't know how the colleges and universities are going to react to this, but it most certainly must be making them nervous. Why would it be making them nervous? Well, you tell me. People aren't going to be taking out student loans at 18 to 30% interest, and these colleges and universities are going to actually have to start pricing their product based upon what people can afford to pay. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. Always I know.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
Rabcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive...
Here, the official telling CNN the president was speaking with several top foreign policy advisors about U.S. sanctions against Venezuela when he brought up the idea of invading it. The official saying then National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster vigorously opposed that idea. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Over 70 wildfires are burning in the western U.S. Now a big one in eastern Utah has caused the shutdown of a U.S. highway. The Utah Department of Transportation announcing it was closing a 36-mile stretch of U.S. 40 in Duchesne County after that fire called the Dollar Ridge Fire jumped the highway and began moving north. Yesterday, it grew to over 40,000 acres. Officials will be holding a community meeting later today to talk about that blaze and how they plan to fight it. Meanwhile, a wildfire that's been raging in Northern California is finally being contained. The county fire northwest of Sacramento has destroyed 86,000 acres. They now say it's 27% contained. Meanwhile, the weather in Southern California has officials worried that one spark could set off major fires there. Temperatures expected to soar into the triple digits, and gusty winds will be increasing the fire dangers as well. And someone's in trouble at Sony Pictures after a low-budget movie got a lot of free publicity when it was accidentally posted on YouTube in its entirety. Sony Pictures had labeled the video as being a trailer for the movie Kali the Killer. Well, that trailer turned out to be the whole movie, and news quickly spread on social media, and a lot of people ended up seeing the whole movie before Sony realized the mistake and took it down off of YouTube. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
It's 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Flemington right now, 76 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, 10% chance of rain in our forecast at the moment. It's July 5th, 2018, partly cloudy and a high of 89, winds south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy skies this evening, followed by thunderstorms late, a low of 73, winds light and variable chance of rain 80%. And more thunderstorms likely tomorrow morning, a high of 83, winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 80%. Saturday, mainly sunny skies and 79. Generally sunny and a few afternoon clouds, 84 on Sunday. A few afternoon clouds from time to time, 87 on Monday. And on the 10th, Tuesday, partly cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, high back up in the 90s, 91. Temperatures in the area, 76 in Raritan, 78 in East Amwell, 75 in Kingwood, 75 in Stockton, 77 in Old York, 75 in Frenchtown, 75 in Pattonburg, 75 up in Clinton, and 78 in Reddington. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. And we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about on your day. Going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Welcome, Facebook friends. Welcome, Hunterdon Chamber Radio fans. And welcome, good morning, Hunterdon fans. Good to be back with you. I hope your Independence Day celebration was fun. Hope you got some fireworks in. We were traveling up from Tinton Falls last night and saw fireworks throughout New Jersey on our way. Pretty neat stuff to see everybody celebrating like that. And the weather was okay. It was okay. It was cooperative, wasn't it? We're back in the saddle. It's 5th of July, and we're back doing our show, along with the rest of 100 Chamber Radio. First things first, we got some other folks who are back in the saddle. They got back in the car and do their commute. It's 10 after 8, so let's see what Hart has to say about our traffic. You can get the alerts that I get registered with them. They'll send you alerts via email, local, county, state, and interstate roads. And you would have learned that there was fog in low-lying areas this morning. Reduce speeds, avoid distractions. That came out at 6:01 this morning. Route 31, both directions at 513 Clinton Township. No northbound delays due to a disabled vehicle in the left lane in the area of West Main Street on Route 513. Clinton Township intersection, southbound delays due to motor vehicle accident. That was at 20 after 7 this morning. And 33 northbound, now we're in Pennsylvania, near Bethlehem. Route 22, congestion at Route 22 eastbound merge due to volume. That was at 7:38 this morning. That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound smart, register with Hart. Good morning, 100 and 100 Chamber Radio traffic. What is on HuntingChamber.com schedule for today? I'm on till 10. And there's no Michelle Heide today, so I'll be doing the investment update. We'll switch it back to 8:30 this morning. And then at 8:40, we get Mr. Joe Peters on. Joe Peters from Coldwell Banker and a sponsor of Frontlines of Freedom here, and also does his Real Estate Matters show. Talks all about real estate and the economy, and Joe and I kind of discuss the economic climate and the vision and the direction of everything that's going on in Hunterdon County that has to do with real estate investments, real estate purchasing, sales, and the economy, the local economy, and how that shapes the economic climate and the real estate climate as well. So Joe and I talk about that from 8:40 to 9. The rest of the show, an eclectic mix of news, trivia, history, all the things that I can get to you that makes your day a little bit brighter. So we'll get to all that to you from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, it is Legends of Success, a show that talks about the captains of industry, how they got involved, what they did, their biography, their challenges, their successes. And, man, you can glean so much from the humbleness of some of these individuals. They give you all the advice that you possibly could use for your personal and professional life. It's all there. It's laid out on the table. You just got to somehow take the advice that and their experiences and utilize it in your best interest. So listen to Legends of Success. It's a really interesting show, and chances are you'll learn about a company that's been a household name for years, but you just didn't understand all the different things that went into and why they did certain things. The Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry is on from 11 to 12. They come over here and talk of the impressive array of materials that are over at the county complex and the branches. Jim and Jennifer also talk about trivia, history. They talk about events, concerts, clubs, all the different things that are happening amongst our library system. So, very entertaining show. They have been original hosts since 100 Chamber Radio started, and so they continue on a weekly basis to give you all that insight. Mr. Jim Gonneau is on at noon. Jim Gonneau is taking care of business. You'll hear his Backman Turner Overdrive, and then Jim goes into fifth gear and starts talking all about what you need to do to make sure you take care of your business. Jim is a fantastic explainer of and expose of his life as a business person. Jim talks all about the things that he thinks about, the decisions that he makes, the research that he does to make Crown Trophy of Flemington run successfully. And Jim is a success story because even Crown Trophy, the headquarters of the franchise, was very skeptical about this, whether a franchise would be successful in Flemington. And Jim has blown their doors off, basically. He's been an award winner ever since, and now he takes his expertise not only to you, but he takes it to other owners as well. Jim is constantly used for advice, and he brings all that to you for an hour from noon to 1. At 1 to 4, it's Watchdog on Wall Street. Chris Markowski talks about all the skeets, the cheapskates, the scams, the gamesmanship, the government mess-ups that are causing investments to not succeed.